Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Postseason baseball is here, and it is the absolute best time of the year. I'm Rob Bradford of Baseballs and Boring, and we're going to have you covered every step of the way with instant reactions from players and coaches and managers and fans and reporters and everybody else who is immersed in this awesomeness and all the craziness that comes with October baseball. So follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Done discussing sports.
Yeah, we'll see. We're not there yet.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
We're talking Niners. They play the Cardinals on Sunday. 1 o'clock, Levi Stadium.
I got a question. This rant. Go ahead, Steiny. My mess up.
Yeah, it's all right.
Because you covered the Warriors for a long time.
Go ahead. My bad.
Wow. If a said player... You asked him a question, and he said, next question.
Yeah.
Is that a good thing for the reporter or you covering that
team?
Oh,
I don't care.
Now, seriously, I'm
being real. My job is to ask the questions. If they want to be a jerk, they can be a jerk.
But what if you don't get that answer?
Okay.
And they just shun you off? Do you have a fundamental problem? Do you got to go talk to somebody? Like, is that a good thing if you're not liked and you're covering the team?
I mean, if you want me to give journalism 101, I can do that.
Well, that's what I'm asking.
Well, if I'd say to somebody, pick a former Warrior.
Jason Richardson.
Hey, Jace, how are you adjusting to playing a little bit of the small forward position? Next question. I'd be like, oh, okay. And then after, I'd be like, what's up?
Okay. All right. So you would not confront him.
And then he would say, I'm sorry. You're right. Everything you write is on the money. And I'm sorry for being petty about it.
Yeah.
That's the way I would handle it.
But something would have to be handled, though. You wouldn't let it just go. I was just curious.
See, man. I had a lot of clout, though, in that locker room, Goo. You know what I'm saying?
How'd that come about?
Well, just you're there day in and day out. It takes a long time to earn respect, but eventually, if you're good enough at it, you earn it.
Yeah.
You know I'm kidding, right?
I don't think you are, but the people roll
I'm
with
kidding.
It.
Yeah. No, I mean, somebody says next question, that means they're annoyed.
No doubt.
Clearly. We're talking about Brandon Ayuk, the 49ers, and where they go from here. They're 2-2. 2-2. Becky must have dropped. Oh, we got a bunch of others.
Oh, man.
Let's go to Steve in Oakland to start us off. Hey, what's up, Steve? Let's go.
Hi, fellas. So, listen, it just occurred to me while I heard you talking about Brandon Ayuk and his big salary, and I think, Steiny, you said something about it. I think there's something going on. And it just popped into my head that there seem to be a lot of parallels between Ayuk and Andrew Wiggins and the Warriors, who had one good year and then got a paycheck, and there's always something going on. And I just wondered what you guys thought about that.
Cool.
I don't think – well, Andrew got paid – when it was Euphoria, shout out HBO, when they won the chip and he got his contract. So I would just say, I understand what he means about you're not getting your bang for your buck after you got the contract. Okay, I get that parallel. But Stoney, I don't believe Andrew had to fight or go 15 rounds and went on every podcast in the nation and asked for a trade. That's where this thing has got Desperate Housewives of San Francisco. Like, that's where it's got messy and you know, all that stuff.
I just think
ratchet.
I do this once in a while, but if he were in another city and we weren't up close, we might just say, well, yeah, he got paid. And
oh,
he got paid. Right. How come he's not having a great... Because he got paid. Well, how come he had such a good year last... Because it was a contract year.
Wow.
And now he got paid.
And the biggest benefit of the doubt Brandon's getting in this, Donnie?
Yeah.
And again, I'm Team BA, but I think
you
I'm about
you
to...
You said out on
well,
him.
I'm resigning. So I'm going to sign the papers. Yeah.
Hold. Hold on.
I can't jump ship all how the you, way. I'm how, just... I'm letting you know I'm... If he were on the phone or he were sitting right next to us, I'd tell him I'm disappointed, not on the field, because I know you're working yourself back. I do not like what you're doing now after you got that deal. I would tell him that. So I'm not all the way out. I'm just disappointed.
You need to be better than that.
No, it's real. That's called being a human.
So yesterday you said you were out on Brandon.
No, that was Willard.
And said today he was out. You said you've always been Team IU.
Yeah, which are facts, but I'm disappointed.
But now you're out again.
No, I'm disappointed.
So where does disappointed fit between out and Team IU?
You got to get it together or I'll be all the way out. I'm not out, man. I'm just telling you.
He doesn't want you in. Take a walk.
The benefit of the doubt that he's getting...
From whom?
Is, Ayuk, from a lot of people, is
yeah.
Something's wrong. Something's bothering him. No, you're right. If this were in another city, bottom line is receiver A got paid and he's not living up to it. What else could it be? Seriously.
Every time I give you an answer, you don't accept it. So I can't answer it anymore.
I can't remember one. Oh, you said the targets. That is diddly squat. No.
Okay.
Remember I thought... They had
he loves four targets a game.
Well, those were actual receptions. You said 4.5 a couple months ago.
Yeah.
Remember we talked about, I did. I said, you know what? He's in the offense to where you got to spread the wealth. No harm, no foul. So you almost got to overpay him to keep him as a good soldier. And the Niners did that part. I don't think they signed him, gave him this money and said, hey, we're going to go against the formula. The secret sauce is we spread it around and it starts with McCaffrey.
Yeah. So they shouldn't have paid him.
McCaffrey not here. You got the emergence of J.P. Mason, and you're dropping half the balls that are coming your way. Who are you mad at? Michael Jackson, Steiny, man in the mirror.
510, Comcast Business Text Line. Steiny, B.A. attitude is because he's under a microscope now, and he's got the contract that he was pouting about. The fans are riding him for every drop, especially the easy catches he's dropping.
That sounds like pressure that you said comes along with whoever you are when you ink a new deal.
Yeah. 888-957-9570. Let's go to Marvin. Marvin's in Livermore. What's up, Marvin? How you doing, man?
Not too bad. How you guys doing?
Doing well.
Hey, I'm not a Niner fan, but I'm just curious. A couple things, and then I have a couple questions for you guys. So people are mad that Brandon got, $30 million, but the Niners offered him $26 million. So if he would have accepted that, you guys would be okay? Like, where does this come off, all this anger towards Brandon? Like, it makes zero sense because Kyle is supposed to be an offensive genius. How is he not drawing up plays to future Brandon when McCaffrey and Deebo are out? That doesn't make sense.
Well, you know, hey, go ahead. I'm sorry.
And then Jamar Chase, he was holding out for a contract. He came back into Cincinnati. He had a bad start. The last game, Cincinnati, the first, six passes all went to Jamar Chase. I mean, it's simple for an offensive genius to future some. Even USAC gets catches. Like, draw some plays up, Kyle, to get the dude open.
Now, I'll say this to that. And I'll bring CeeDee Lamb in the mix. They have not been perfect. Jamar Chase, but they've been getting better. You can see, look at the yards. They're almost doubling that of Ayuk's. But what you have not mentioned, and it's bothering me because I'm Team Ayuk, is he's dropping balls. Oh, no. He is dropping balls.
That is
okay.
Team Ayuk now.
Now, okay. I just, that's the component you got to bring to the table, too, with the bad, if you feel like he's getting a raw deal.
Go ahead, Marvin. Yeah. Finish up.
Yeah, so I'm just saying what you have to do, though, is feature him. And if he continues to do that way, then you have something. This small sample size to criticize a guy who everybody would have been happy if he got 26, but now $30 million, now he's the worst receiver in the league. That doesn't line up with
okay.
me. That's all
I got you.
That's all I have.
I was going to ask Marvin about – I keep doing this, Donnie. If we're going to do it, I'm going to do it. Okay, Marvin, what did you deem Shortgate? What was that at practice?
He made a mistake.
That's, wow. You're smiling like the Joker. I'm going to go see it tonight. Stoney, I mean, come on, man.
Jokic got a documentary?
The Joker. No, not you. That's a three. No, the
I'd
Joker, Batman. Anyway, listen to
you
me.
You watching cartoons on a weekend?
No, it's an actual sci-fi.
Okay, who's playing Batman?
He's not in it. It's just strictly about the Joker.
Oh, who's playing the Joker?
I forget his name.
I know who it is.
Who is it?
It's probably somebody like Joaquin Phoenix. Am I right?
That's a hell of a guess, but no.
Thank you.
You know who plays Harley Quinn?
Is that a man or a woman?
That's a woman.
Susan Sarandon. Elle McPherson.
It's 1988.
Christy Turlington.
She's won a Grammy.
Celine Dion.
In this
Madonna.
Century.
Lady Gaga. Yes.
Wow.
What do you mean, yes? That was like your eighth guess.
It's right.
Hey, Pete Rose in the Hall of Fame. He hit 309. Made out 7 out of 10
times.
But
anyway, you get my drift.
I don't really.
Anybody defend, and I'm starting to irritate you, and I'm trying to. I'm team BA.
Oh, there you
I'm
are
disappointed,
again.
But if you're going to call and say that Kyle or whoever is not doing their due diligence with Brandon, talk to me about what happened at practice. What was that? How can you endear yourself to the coach if you and I think it was on purpose.
How many times I kicked off shorts at Franklin and Marshall after the coach bothered me? And we're fine. You heard him call in.
Yeah. Well, all right.
You know, Spadone, I got to ask you something about the Mark Schlereth yesterday.
Hey, Spadone, shut up.
That's my guy. I wish we had this sound of Schlereth talking about Kyle Shanahan. It was phenomenal. I'll see if I can get it at the break because it would answer the question about
how
you...
Give us the skinny. I missed it.
The skinny is... What's that?
It's in front of you, I think.
No, I see the three, but it's not really the one I want. Did you hear... Well, Spadone, you don't listen to the show after you leave. Did you hear...
You don't know that.
Schlereth. He's got two kids.
Oh, you're right. Vinny.
Schlereth said the one thing he knows about Kyle Shanahan is if Kyle Shanahan thinks you're playing well and you deserve it, he'll reward you. He'll drop some plays for you. Like, he's got plays for Juszczyk. But if he's not happy with the way you're playing, he's not going to draw plays for you. But Schlereth was positing that there's nothing that messes up a passing attack like a guy who's not the primary target and then he doesn't run his pattern hard. Because the defense knows if you're not, you got to run hard every single route because if you don't, they know it and then they know the ball's not coming to you. So what he was saying is that if Shanahan doesn't feel like Ayuk is running his routes as hard as he should be, then he's not going to draw up plays for him because he's going to reward the guys who are busting their hump even when they're not catching the ball. That's Mark Schlereth.
Stink. A guy that's got Super Bowl rings, but Shanahan is not the quarterback. So in my world, you throw the ball to who's open, and there's a ranking system. You know what I mean? Like, if I know you're better than Evan, I'm going to look at you first. Or maybe not. I'm going to just go through my reads, my progressions. So, Stoney, I'm not mad at that, but it sounds like Stink is insinuating now Brandon's not running his route like he's lollygagging or half-assing.
Maybe.
So, Stoney, what was your question for Spadone?
If he could get that sound.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Postseason baseball is here, and it is the absolute best time of the year. I'm Rob Bradford of Baseballs and Boring, and we're going to have you covered every step of the way with instant reactions from players and coaches and managers and fans and reporters and everybody else who is immersed in this awesomeness and all the craziness that comes with October baseball. So follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
That's you do realize we've been doing this for a while now. I'm not on the board for your guys' show.
Well, it wasn't our show. It was Willard and Dibbs.
Yeah, but I still am not on the board to put sound in
that. That makes it worse.
You're not on the board.
I actually put all the sound on my show, on the pregame show.
Point to Spadoni. He got you. And I'm your bud.
Nah, and you know what?
He's not here.
Your definition of he got me is my definition of the opposite of teamwork. Just because he doesn't work on that show doesn't mean... You think I want to listen to Willard and Dibbs? Of course not.
Guys.
But I listen because... It's good for the station.
Yeah, no doubt. I support all our shows.
Hold on. See, this is the kind of crap I got to deal with.
Don't forget the Cal game.
You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco. Always live on the free Odyssey app, Twitch and YouTube, powered by First NorCal Credit Union. Yeah, we're still waiting for our first person who's going to be there at 6 in the morning at Cal.
Stiney,
McAfee.
They're going to show out.
Hey, seriously, if you're going to be there... Take pictures.
And what about the college students, the alumni that are currently going?
They don't think care. They're
pleased to get on TV? They eat that up.
All you need to know about Cal football is...
We should have a barbecue going.
There's a hardcore group of Cal fans, but then most of the student body doesn't care.
See, up until...
My daughter went there,
I got it.
Okay.
I got it. Shout out to my niece. Now... That will change starting tomorrow at 6 a.m.
Yeah, sure it will. Yeah, it'll change for one game.
Nah, Stoney.
So, this is the problem with Cal. So, my daughter, freshman year, she's a Cal. She's not a football fan.
Gotcha.
But you know what? She's saying, you know what? I'm gonna be a part of this community. I'm going to go to a Cal football game.
Let's go.
She goes to the Cal football game. She sits down. It's midway through the first quarter. There's a freshman in front of her, a woman. She's drunk. She throws up. It gets all over Josie's foot. She didn't go to any more Cal games after that. You see what I'm saying?
Come on.
You can't have people vomiting in the stands.
Well, that's like going to a concert if you don't smoke trees and they let you smoke. You got to deal with it. Tell her to call me, Stoney. She gave up too soon. I'm going to be there. Might be 7:15, 7:30.
All right, I'll go out to Elle's in Pacifica. She says she's going to be there at the game or at 6 a.m. Yeah, okay.
Dude,
good morning. I don't know. Hello.
Hey.
What's up? Can you guys hear me?
Oh, loud and clear.
All right, Stoney, I'm going to be there at the game at 6 o'clock, and I'm a psych.
You're saying you can rip me a new one. You don't have to hang up.
But at what point did he say, I'm going to call
95.7? You got a little spit down there.
Now, that's the thing. You should text me or wait to the break. Well, I guess they can see it on YouTube. Stoney, you were really invested. You were, and I'm eating the donuts.
And let me.
Shout out Chasky, bro.
What was our guy? Hey, L in Pacifica.
Let me
make a deal with you.
That was weak.
If you're going to be there at 6 a.m., you ain't going to the game.
He's not. He just hung up.
No, he's not going to. If he,
right,
you can't be. Evan's like, I'm going to be there at 6, and then I'm going to the game. No, you're not.
I'm going to pull an all-nighter.
What are you going to do for 13 and a half hours in Berkeley?
Oh, Stoney,
Yes, I've been to
you
Berkeley.
You're so out of touch.
I'm in touch.
Yeah.
Nah.
When's the last time you've been to that area? I have. I'm Rick Tittle's birthday. I was just there. You can have some fun.
I've been there twice in the last 2 weeks.
Now that I did
because
know.
I have been looking at wedding venues
but
for my daughter.
Daytime. We're talking about nighttime. There you go. Freaks come out at night.
Your daughter's getting married?
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
You didn't tell me.
I know I didn't.
Am I invited? Oh boy, another wedding. No invite.
You don't even know her name.
I was in the limo with
her. That's not the one who's getting married.
Right. Now I feel better.
Let's go.
You gotta give her away. So you gotta get a tux.
We don't know how formal it's gonna be yet.
It's too
You still gotta
old.
Give her away.
You know what? Hey, Goo.
My cousin some got traditions, married in Reno. He had to give her away still.
Right. And some have traditional weddings where that occurs. Perhaps my daughter will choose another route.
Well,
I don't, now.
Well, congrats.
Well, I won't go if I'm not giving her away.
No doubt. No,
this fish is stinking from the head. Right,
can we take a call from Vince in the city? What's up, Vince Vinny. In the city? How you doing, man? Vince!
Yo, can you hear me?
Hey!
Yes.
Yeah, so...
Oh, Vince. I mean, that deserves the
hopefully
old...
Hopefully Cal plays
artist.
Better than our callers this morning,
Come
man.
On! Hey, yeah. Vince!
Joke artist!
Mac Zach, pick up the slack, Mac Zach.
Hey, what's up, my two player partners, man? It's always a pleasure.
Yes, yes!
Yeah, so I don't really get it, man, as far as, you know, all this emphasis on skill position players and football, you know, and how we all always seem to clamor. And even the GMs and the coaches, they're like, high school girls, the way they try to follow the trends, because everybody that really knows football knows that you win in the trenches. So instead of signing Brandon Ayuk, I wish they would have addressed the front line and got us some maulers so we could, you know, because you only need 3.4 yards a down in order to dominate the other team.
Wow.
So I really don't get what we're talking about here. With all this, you know, spending all this money with all these divas, you know, on the field.
Hey, let me ask you this, because you're keeping it real. Yeah,
but,
I just
but
want,
they do have a diva at left tackle.
But I want to ask him to stop. I want to ask him a question. Would you have made this, and I understand what you're saying, but can you honestly tell us you would have made this same phone call before the season started? Because I'm telling you this to your point. If Ayuk doesn't get his act together, that is, they're going to be questioned, Stoney. Like, you could have spent this money elsewhere to improve the team, especially when Jennings could do what he's doing, and he's doing what Ayuk Guru, should be doing.
Guru, I didn't understand. I kind of lost a little respect for John Lynch when he paid Ayuk all this money, you know, because I know I've been watching football since the 70s. I played for, you know, Laney and Cal State Hayward.
Okay.
You know, Skyline High School. You know, this is like my wheelhouse. You win in the trenches.
Wow.
Appreciate it, Mac Zach. I mean, I
that's another rat that's developing.
They don't like to draft offensive linemen in the first round unless they think the guy is a real mauler.
But now we're talking about interior linemen. We can go on the other side of the ball, Stoney, to help Bosa or a corner. I don't know, but if this is what you're getting after four games for 30 mil, that could have went somewhere else.
You glossed over this, and I'm not going to let you.
The last caller?
No. My line. When he said, oh, we got to invest in the trenches instead of investing in these divas. They have a diva at left tackle.
Nah.
Don't you forget it.
Divas can't play that. Your boy's a dog, man. He's arguably going down as one of the best.
Oh, he's
to
going
ever
down.
Do it.
He's going down.
Three all pro seasons in a row. Lay off of him.
Well, no,
this
I
is
won't.
Stick. I know a stick. You can't come for Trent.
Why not?
Because he's a made man and he's earned it. Am I saying he's playing his best football?
Thank
no.
you. Thank you. Who took the... Okay. 888-957-9570. Who took the Niners for a bigger ride? Ayuk or Trent Williams?
I'm not even going to fake
Just
laugh.
Flip a coin.
Stop.
Come on, guys.
Yeah. I can't wait for... Well, I can't wait for tomorrow, 6 a.m. Cal. But Sunday... I'm just going to take a video when I'm out there. I'm alone this weekend. I'm solo.
Are you really?
Yeah. I told you, you don't listen to anything I say, man.
Do you know anything about radio? Of course I know you're solo, but it's radio. So I'm going to act like I don't so that
you're
you can then...
You're the profession. If you got to act, we need to be in L.A. Dude, we don't act here. I hope not.
It's theater of the mind. It's just like me saying but nobody's going to be out at Cal at 6. Right. Of course there
said
are.
That. Whatever you say, people don't know inside baseball stuff. Like your friend Harry.
What about him?
He's not really Harry. That's not his name.
That's true.
So if you're just listening, you're thinking that... Yeah, I got you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hung Lu?
I'm sorry?
My boy Hung Lu?
Yeah, where's he at?
In New York, balling. Got me in the battery with Snoop. Remember I told you Christmas week, Snoop was DJing at the battery. I'm snitching.
Let me know the next time you get there.
Yeah. Well, he's in New York. He hasn't been back.
Okay.
And it's changed his name. It's Han Lu now.
It always was. You just were pronouncing it wrong.
H-U-N-G Lu.
That's Han in that language.
Hung Lu Spadoni is his real name. He got a baller status and he changed it to Han. I get it.
We'll see.
Oh, boy. And I got to tell you about my guy Hawk at the other side of the break. Got a great Cal story.
All right.
Yeah.
Have a Cousins last night. Come on, buddy. Take the L.
Kirk Cousins.
Take the L.
Atlanta playoff
and
team?
Take it hard.
They a playoff team?
Maybe. Maybe. They got to shore up that defense.
Well, the last time he was in the office, they let Daniel Jones come to Minnesota and beat him.
Guru.
That hurt me.
Cousins threw for 400 yards that day, too. I mean... Learn the game.
You like that?
You're the only one.
There's three facets. There's three facets to the game.
You can put up stats all day and not really be,
you
can't. Substance.
You can't put up 500 yards passing all day.
And barely win. After you throw a pick. But that was the coach's fault. 4 from 15. Yeah, no business going.
No, you know what else? And you're going to laugh at this. That interception is a smart play. Rather than getting sacked... Throw the interception. It's just like a short punt.
Right.
He's playing chess. And soon he's going to be playing it out here in the Bay. See, that's the kind of stuff I say that I'm not really serious about.
By the way, gentlemen, the latest updates in the Devontae Adams trade saga.
Here we go.
I mean, because all these guys like to do it, whether it's the NBA or the NFL, you got to have a social media post, right?
Sure.
So Devontae Adams, the latest, it's just a picture on his Instagram. Edgar Allan Poe.
Oh, you want me to decipher?
Man, I went to James Logan, but that one went over
my head.
This
is a hard one, actually. I'm not even sure I know all the details.
Spadoni looks like he knows.
So Edgar Allan Poe had a poem called The Raven. So it's his way of saying, maybe I'm going to the Ravens.
Oh, my gosh!
And I think they named the Ravens because Edgar Allan Poe's from Baltimore, if I'm not mistaken.
Now that
where do you get that info?
Now that's clear.
But only had it too.
That's Dibs level type. I'm proud of you.
I'm at a higher level than Dibs with that kind of stuff.
A little deeper.
He doesn't know anything about the Italy.
Hip hop and mainstream stuff. He's got a little more than you. So he's more well rounded. You got stuff. Don't get me wrong, but. You got a lot of fluff
stuff. Yeah, right. Yeah, he can talk.
He can
about,
do it all.
Oh yeah, he can talk about P. Diddy. Oh yeah, he's great at that.
Baby oil.
How about talking about something important?
Don't talk about that.
Thank you. All right, 888-957-9570 is the number. You want me to do something on the other side? I forget. You just
throw it to me. Factoid for Cal football.
Okay, yeah. Factoid for Cal football coming up on the other side. Don't miss the kickoff show this Sunday with Evan Giddings and Lorenzo Neal 2 hours before the start of the game. Join us at the Hilton Santa Clara for delicious food, great drinks, and the best pregame show in the Bay. Presented by Habas Law. You've been wronged. Habas Law will fight to make it right. Call 1-800-INJURED or visit HabasLaw.com. I've been watching a show called Below Zero. It's about life in the bush.
Slap me for what I'm doing.
It's the Guru Steiny, Guru Steiny, Guru Steiny Show. Let's go.
All righty. It's a Friday. You know what that means. weekend's coming.
No, you tell the people what it really means. Don't be scary. Cafeteria action,
what
baby.
Oh.
No Bay Area radio show.
What?
Bonds like we do in a venue after the lab.
Let's
come
leave.
On.
Yeah.
Somebody asked me, how was your career working with Steiny? Hello, Chip. Yeah, Steiny. Embrace it. Embrace it, baby.
I'll tell you what they should do. Maybe as well save money and just build the studio there.
We need to broadcast. Well, we had some parties there.
I mean, we have.
Nice turnout. And you did your pickup basket. Dude, I was jealous that day. You had like 20 cats in there.
And how about how they were all talking about how good I was?
You got Harry, I got Hawk from Union City.
Oh, yeah.
His boys played hoop at USC and UCLA. You don't like how you brag because you put it on a little too thick in your D3. But he was like, you know what? Tell the D3 basketball all-star guard that I was captain of the San Jose State football team in 75.
My God.
And played against Cal when they had Bartkowski, Chuck Muncy, Joel Roth, Wesley Walker.
Smells like 55-7
to
me.
And we had Steve
Spartans
DeBerg,
got thumped.
Kim Bokanger, defensive rookie of the year, Lewis Wright, and Carl Eckert.
Lewis Wright
played
stunk.
On the Rams, just to name a few.
He was terrible.
Tell him to stick to intramurals. Oh, boy. My boy. Boy, Hawk! San Jose State, Steiny.
Yeah, well, you know, I'll tell you right now. Hold on. Let me.
He came for you.
Let's get Bob in San Francisco. What's up, Bob? How you doing, man? Let me get some screws
hey,
here.
You guys are the best.
Oh, thank you.
I love it.
You're certainly among the best.
Okay. So I got a couple of things. First off, there's that rooftop bar on Center Street over in Berkeley. It's really cool. You got to go try that.
All right.
It's at a hotel. The name escapes me, the hotel, but that rooftop bar is really nice. Great view.
All right.
Good drinks.
Yeah, sounds good.
Okay, now getting back to what I wanted to say here was it's not how you start the year, it's how you finish it. So that's my defense of Ayuk right there.
Okay.
And then I know this has kind of been playing in my mind since the summer. Okay, so we know that McCaffrey is a – is a high commodity. He's really needed for the team. We know he's a superstar. But how much, in your opinion, the fact that the McCaffreys are real close to the Shanahans, that he got paid early, and the other two guys had to actually, wait.
Yeah.
So I'm just kind of curious what you guys think about that. All right.
I mean,
I don't know. Go ahead, Donnie.
I mean, the rationale would be, well, McCaffrey was the most important, so we had to wrap him up first.
No, but 1 + 1 = 2.
What's your guy's name at San Jose State?
Hawk.
What's his last name?
Oh, you want his real government name. I got to see if he...
By the way, that season, they narrowly lost to Cal 24-27 at California Memorial Stadium.
What position did this guy play?
Defense. He was the captain of the
defense.
That's
why I can't see his name
and
here.
And that was a letdown game for San Jose State, Goo, because the week prior, they beat number 18 Stanford. That was a good San Jose State game.
They were 9-2. Give your boy credit.
All right, he's listening.
They were 9-2 in 75, San Jose State.
Yeah.
Yes, they were.
He said he was captain of the defense.
Now, here's what's interesting. Ask this, as long as you got him on the text thread, DeBerg was not the starting quarterback on that team. It was a guy named Roger Prophet. Roger Prophet.
Mm.
So anyway, they were 9-2.
Yeah,
they were 9-2. Let's go to Vince. Vince is in the city. What's up, Vince? How you doing?
Hey, what's up, guys? Hey. Sorry, I lost you there.
Talk to us.
But real quick, there was a caller earlier, maybe two or three ago. He was talking about why Niner fans are coming down Brandon Ayuk's road so tough. Look, for me, I can say he did this whole holdout. Yeah, he could have got paid 26, and if he would have signed early on and skipped the drama, then it's all good. But you want to play this role, you want to hold out, you want this money, blah, blah, blah. Okay, that's cool. You got your money, but you're not backing it up right now. You're playing like garbage. You know, your third string wide receiver is playing way better than you.
Man.
And that leads me into one of the topics I wanted to talk about was, this kind of reminds me of when the Warriors were starting to fade with their core guys and their dynasty, right? It's a similar ending. If you asked if you want to keep all four, I'm thinking, I don't know. We've had the four now. They got to the Super Bowl. It wasn't good enough, right? We didn't win. C-Max hurt. He's had a history of being hurt. last year was the first year that he played, I think, every game. And even then, he was still hurt. And he's hurt now. He's not playing. And there's possibility he might not play. So I think if he can't go this season, he's still a commodity. I think you could still get something for him. You might as well start exploring that route to get money off the books, because you got Jordan Mason, who's a dog, and he runs hard. He runs real hard. And he also shows that he can catch. He's got hands. And then, so that's one option. The other one is, if Brandon Ayuk doesn't start getting it together before the trade deadline, and hopefully before Devontae Adams goes somewhere, I mean, I know you guys just dropped the Ravens thing, but man, I might want to look into that in terms of like almost a CP3 kind of thing. You're bringing in a solidified vet who can be a weapon, and, you know, you trade away Brandon Ayuk, yeah, you might give up a little bit of the future of what he can be, but you know what Devontae Adams is going to bring to the table. That guy gets open, and he catches. And he's not scared to go up and get it either. So I think, you know, given the timeline of the window and Super Bowl championship aspirations, you might want to explore that, because I feel like right now Devontae would put us in a better position than Brandon Ayuk will to win.
Appreciate the call, Vince.
Yeah, thanks.
It's coming strong.
Yeah, I just wanted to double back to the last caller, Stoney, that told us about the rooftop, but also, do you think in any world that McCaffrey knew that he was ailing?
Yeah,
I don't believe, like, he could be hurt.
That's why I would. That's why I would try to renegotiate.
But it seems like they almost came to him before he went to them. Like, it.
I just think
he was
going
to get it in a minute second anyway, but there's no way. But McCaffrey knew I wasn't going to be available week one. I just don't believe that. So that's why, for the people, I guess, do we call it second guessing? Like, what could you have done? Hey, we need you to take an X-ray or MRI. We see the tendonitis might be. No.
Well,
I think it just happened.
Of course, because it's a niner. It's a niner.
Nah, man. Stuff like that flares up. Arthritis, know what I'm saying.
You act as though these guys are philanthropists. It's football.
No, I get that.
So, Christian McCaffrey has no guaranteed money left.
Gotcha.
Okay?
All right.
But his Achilles is, you know, it's sore.
Or calf.
So, okay.
Okay.
So he shouldn't try to renegotiate a contract
there? No, my point is he was going to do that regardless.
Okay.
And what happened should have happened. I don't believe anybody would say go to the local Kaiser or show it to the facility because we got a notion that you might be, you know, not available week one is all I'm saying.
You just don't want to believe that Christian McCaffrey knew he was hurt, knew how brutal football is,
man,
and said, you know what?
Is that how
this
I'm
is my last chance to get guaranteed money.
Is it? And no, I don't. He wouldn't be available week one. I don't believe he knew.
I don't even think that's bad.
Right. No, I get that, but I don't think he knew to the severity of it.
Well, I don't know. If you know, you know. I don't know. I don't know what he knew.
And now we're four games in,
5-1-0. And but here's the thing about IU.
Yeah.
But I'm willing to go here because we don't know. Everybody, we brought it up yesterday. What's going on with IU? What's going on with IU?
Yeah.
Is something more going on? Yeah, it looks like something more is going on. What about this? Yeah, maybe there's something that Christian McCaffrey goes, I want a new contract, and they go, done. But Ayuk's got to go all off season.
Life doesn't
up and down. I'm not saying he's right. I'm trying to figure out what could be eating at Brandon Ayuk.
And
if you're asking me, Stine, you think there's any possibility that, I don't know, he's feeling some kind of way that McCaffrey just got broken off without any issues, but he had to go through the ringer for 5 months? Yeah, that could be it. That could be part of it.
Okay.
Possible.
And you're not judging right or wrong, but we're dads three times over, right? So if that were my son or daughter, I'd be like, well, I don't care how long it took for Johnny to get what the job gave him. What happened with you at the end of the day? Oh, Dad, they paid me. Well, then you got what you worry about what you got going on.
He's a grown man himself. His dad's not going to tell him anything.
But he's not acting like one now.
But
after he got
paid. Right.
It makes it worse.
Well, the optics are worse.
Okay. Right,
but he certainly would not be the first player in the history of sports who got paid and started mailing it in.
Well, he's not self-sabotaging himself, dropping balls. He's getting outplayed, outperformed by somebody that we deem lesser.
Well,
and the team did.
I don't.
Look at the contracts. But look at the production. This Juwan Jennings thing, if I'm Brandon Ayuk, he'll never say it. Dude, you better start balling. Because if this kid, Ayuk.
Or?
If this
or what?
Kid, I'm telling you, they are coming for you.
Who?
You think the Jackals are.
Who's coming?
The fans. Okay. Because you're. And you're
taking
Mr.
any money out of his pocket?
No. Oh, now you're doing that. Because well, 2 days ago, you were Mr. When you sign a big contract, you got to live up to it.
Right. But maybe he's a guy who doesn't care. About the Jackals. You
well,
know
maybe
what I mean?
You should, because well, yeah, right okay. now you need to worry about catching the pigskin. You cannot
Does
care
it?
When you're balling. That's my point. You cannot give a rat's behind when you're doing your due diligence on the field. But when you're looking like what, Bozo the Clown, I don't want to hear you say you don't care and we just paid you. What is going on?
I just told you. What I thought.
But it seems like you're okay with it.
I'm not okay with it, but I'm not gonna sit here and give the benefit of the doubt to every 49er player just because they're 49ers and they're in our area.
Well, I'm not doing that for Brandon. I'm calling them out, even though I say I'm Team BA.
You're asking what I think's going on. I have no idea, but I'm giving you what I think might be going on, which has no basis in reality other than me watching the team every day.
Wow. It's just weird. Yeah. And I guess but Sunday, there's two scoreboards.
No, there's not.
Yeah.
Not anymore.
Willard and Dibbs, we all talked about there's it. Not. You were in agreement.
No.
This could be the week. We've been asking for Brandon to ball out.
Okay, great. This
what
is
if
the
we
week?
Get to week 9 and it's just still been the same?
Okay,
that's
what?
A problem.
But okay, then what?
I don't know.
Okay, what if you're 7-2?
Well, all right. I get you. That's the best deodorant, but
until
I'm just
further
talking about
notice,
ROI, return on investment.
Right, and until further notice, he doesn't look engaged. Period.
Mm.
And that's on him, and it's on the Niners. Miguel in San Francisco. What's up, Miguel? How you doing, man?
How you doing, guys?
Doing well.
Hey.
Well, I just want to start by saying no one's showing up to Cal at 6 in the morning. Okay?
You're going
to
be shocked, man. You're going to be shocked. Okay. Watch.
Okay, I love Cal. I'm a Cal football fan. But no way in hell I'm showing up at 6 in the morning for a game that's going to be almost half a day later.
Exactly. That I don't like, the night part of it. Go ahead. Yeah.
Okay. For two, though. You know, we're talking about Brandon Ayuk a lot, and... You know, I didn't support his holding out. I felt like, I don't support anyone holding out for money. It's like, go to practice. If you get paid, you get paid. I know that's a very, minimal mindset, but I mean, I feel like him not showing up to practice, him, holding out is really affecting his play. When it comes to Christian McCaffrey, man, and this injury that he's dealing with, I think more of the person than the player. I feel like the Niners can work without him on. We've seen that. I feel like he shouldn't jump into the game unless he's 100% confident with his body, because an injury like that can really harm his future career. And I was just wondering how you guys see, like, if he jumps in a little early and sustains a worse injury, hopefully not. How do you guys think that the fan base and the coaches will get railed on for maybe thinking that, like, you know, they pushed him to get into the game too fast?
You go, Stein.
We're talking about McCaffrey?
Yes, and we heard his dad. Remember, we didn't even get to that sound yesterday, but I'll let you go because you've rolled out the theory of load management, but I do wonder if you got to save him from himself. And what would happen, Stein, if he came back week 12 and something like Durant happened and he tore it, now then, you got him next. Yeah. You know, like, that's got to be accounted for.
All right, and don't play him. See, I
guess... I'd err on the side of caution. Okay. I'd err on the side
of asking the doctor.
Mm.
Hey, Doc, what do you think? I don't know about this week. Okay, then he won't. Hey, Doc, you think he's ready? I think he's ready. Okay, he'll play. It's really not more complicated than that for Shanahan. Can he play?
No, that I believe. Yeah, but what about the arm, though? If he's so, you know, there's a risk, Donnie, I guess.
It's
you know, because you'll never know if you rushed him back. Nobody, but. I appreciate the honesty, but I'm like, if we get to week 13 and this bad boy ain't feeling no better,
okay.
Do we really, is it worth it to roll you out there, you get hurt, and then we don't have you at all next year?
Well, what about if...
give it to him.
He misses the entire regular season, but they have a bye, and he's ready for the playoffs.
More power to you.
Oh, you can't play then, right?
If the doctor says he can play.
It's dangerous.
No, if the doctor says he can go, just what you said.
So if the doctor says he can play in week 13, he'll play in week 13.
Could you imagine that, though, if that happened? All 17 games.
If McCaffrey misses the whole year?
A whole football player. No, I'm saying misses the whole regular season, then back for the offs.
Yeah, I could see that. It's football. I could see anything happening. I could see him coming back week 8. I could see him coming back week 12. I could see him missing the whole year.
I miss watching him play.
I don't. I like watching my guy Mason. No, I have Mason on my fantasy team.
What's going to happen when he does come back there?
I'm going to take him out of my fantasy lineup.
No doubt. But
I'm
going to
put Nick Chubb in and we keep rolling.
That's crazy. There's that component to it.
Hey.
Does he just vamoose? Is J.P. Mason gone?
Yeah, I'm not listening to what you're saying.
I know
just know that I got Dibley on his heels early.
You got to read it.
What'd you have?
It's radio, Stoney. We need to know
what
this.
Darnell Moody 36-point night on a Thursday.
I don't like our scoring system.
Mooney.
Yeah, thank you.
Mooney.
He was almost going to be the GOAT of that game.
No
that drop.
Doubt he does.
Cousins got to deliver that ball.
Perfect. That's too many points, though, guy. I don't like our scoring system. I'm in six leagues. Just breathing's a point.
I went from 40% chance to win to 60 after Mooney.
Don't hang your hat on that. Because you know he'll have a player that'll have a game.
I don't know.
That will impact that probability.
I got to tell you, I got a good team.
I love that you're excited.
I have a good team.
Well, you went to the chip last year with a different team.
That's right.
And you choked when Willard said you want to split the pot. Willard asked you,
Would you get a story right one time in your life, please?
I just did.
No, you got it wrong.
Tell us.
He is against that. He was against that. I would have done it.
No, the streets said he approached you early.
No.
You were not for it. You doubled back.
You know what? Believe Willard instead of me. That's fine. We have only been working together for seven years.
I struck a nerve.
I'm scared of Willard. You said, hey, you guys going to split the pot? You guys going to split the pot? Of course, it's my inaugural year in fantasy. I'm like, well, do they do that? Yeah, some groups do it. You can agree with Willard to do the thing. And I just, you know, my mind went to thinking of Willard. And I was like, you know what? He's the kind of guy who won't split the pot. He just won't. I just know him. I know him well enough.
Oh, man.
And you know what?
What does that mean?
He's the type of guy that doesn't want to split the pot. I know him well enough. And sure enough, when we discussed it, Willard said, yeah, I don't want to split the pot. That's not the spirit of the game.
My bad. I don't care.
And you know what? I actually kind of agree with him. I do.
Oh,
boy. Eli, Eli's in San Jose.
What's up,
Eli? How you doing, buddy?
What's up, guys?
Hey.
How's everybody?
Hey. We're pretty good.
Cal, 6 a.m. tomorrow.
Yeah. Forget about Cal. Nobody's going to that game.
What? These people? See, that's why we get the rap we get. Wow.
All right. What do you got, bud?
More importantly, fellas, on the Ayuk thing.
Yeah.
So I think we're missing a couple of really, really important points, right? So before the season started, Ayuk was basically gone to Pittsburgh, right? I mean, he wasn't necessarily holding out. I think they have some internal conversations where I think the deal was done, right? So, I mean, there's some residual effects from a guy who thought he was leaving the Bay Area, and now he's got to be thrown right back into the system. I don't know how much that plays into. Obviously, you're a professional and you go where you go, but that's part of the deal. So it wasn't necessarily just him holding out. Two, that phone call from Shanahan to Pittsburgh to stop the deal. I think that's a little bit of a lie, right? The Niners probably just didn't get enough in return to move him, and they thought sitting in an office that, hey, let's sign him to a 30 mil deal, and if it works out, then we have him locked in, right? And the chances of him working out were at that point high, considering him and Purdy had a really good previous year. So the risk, you know, versus reward ratio was there before he was on the block to Pittsburgh. I don't think you're able to compare him currently to Jennings. Those are, you know, two different receivers, you know, with two different skill sets, right?
Okay.
So I think Ayuk's season is just still starting, right?
He's
got to get over the fact. Yeah.
All right, thanks, Eli. I appreciate the call. No, and I think it's, you know, it could be as simple as we got a 1 year window, or we can keep this thing together for a year. Let's do it, and if it doesn't work, then we'll make more decisions at the end of the year. 6'5". Oh, go ahead.
No, I was going to say, in life, Steiny, sometimes the truth will naturally reveal itself, and you got me really thinking. They didn't want to be without Brandon Ayuk's services, so it could be we'll do this and get off of it. But everything that I've seen, I'm going back to Shortgate, I'm going to everything, I'm taking it all in. It feels like that's happening. So we'll see. And I'll say this to the last caller's point real quick here, Steiny. Brandon Ayuk at one juncture controlled him leaving, and he didn't want to leave. So I don't think it was that.
You know what?
I don't, Steiny, we talked about it, all of us. I don't think he wanted.
Yeah, I'm not convinced of that anymore. I'm not. Like, I don't know what happened this offseason. I thought
he wanted to stay in the Bay. He had a chance to leave and he didn't like it.
It felt like that, but now I'm not so sure because he doesn't look like a guy who wanted to stay.
Mm.
650 on the Comcast Business Text Line. It's hilarious how Steiny is loving fantasy football now when he was originally hating it on draft day. You know, you got the wrong guy. You got the wrong guy.
Now, to be fair,
I was always gung-ho.
I'm going to let you be you today.
There's nobody more enthusiastic about fantasy. Listen, the only reason I wasn't excited about draft day was because I was having trouble logging onto the site. Once I logged onto the site, you saw what I'm made of. Saw what I'm made of.
Evan, this guy, man.
3-1.
Well, it's early.
Oh, it's early for fantasy, but not for the Niners.
I'm 2-2.
So is every team in the NFL. 49ers are good 2-2, though, right?
With everything, that's a, you know what?
Oh.
We're up against it. I know what's going on here. Pay the bills, come back, I'll answer that. On 95.7 the game. Yeah!
See? Had a way to do it, my man. Let's see, what else? Because, we still do have a little time to kill. You getting ready?
Yeah.
You got it?
Yeah.
You got it under control? All right. 510 says McCaffrey is hurt. If he wasn't, he wouldn't be playing. He would be playing. We both. That's the way we look at. That's the way most fans look at injuries. Not. Oh my God.
The caller brought up. Did he know he was hurt? Like he shouldn't have signed the new deal.
That's got why you
new
sign
money.
It in the NFL. I mean, I would want to get. You know. I hurt you with that. Trent Williams is a diva.
Oh, please.
Their biggest diva.
Divas don't play in the trenches. There you go.
That's
take
not
that
true.
To the bank.
It's not. Trent IV Williams. What's coming up on the game? Presented by Fremont Bank, celebrating 60 years of full-service banking with no compromises.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Postseason baseball is here, and it is the absolute best time of the year. I'm Rob Bradford of Baseballs and Boring, and we're going to have you covered every step of the way with instant reactions from players and coaches and managers and fans and reporters and everybody else who is immersed in this awesomeness and all the craziness that comes with October baseball. So follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.